This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Economic pain from the coronavirus pandemic is deepening as health authorities are warning that returning to normal is a distant goal. This despite many leaders' hopes of reopening stores, factories, airlines, and schools quickly and safely. Fallout from the virus spread in ways both predictable and devastating, from police torching an illicit food market in Zimbabwe to emergency flights carrying foreign farm workers to Britain and Germany to protests at U.S. state capitals against millions of job losses. New U.S. unemployment figures show another 5.2 million U.S. workers are jobless and sought unemployment benefits last week. Now we learn the U.S.'s small business loan program is on hold. The Small Business Administration said Thursday it reached the $349 billion lending limit for the program after approving nearly 1.7 million loans. Thousands of small business owners whose loans have not yet been processed must now wait for Congress to approve a Trump administration request for another $250 billion. With many factories shut down, American industrial output shrunk in March. That's similar to trends around the world. In France, Amazon suspended operations after it wasn't doing enough to protect its workers. In the country, in Britain, a government survey found that 25% of companies have suspended business. The World Health Organization's European chief says optimism that the spread of the virus is declining in Italy, Spain, and France is tempered by the knowledge that it is rising or sustained at a high level in Britain, Russia, and Turkey. This is VOA News. France has announced another 753 more deaths from coronavirus Thursday. That brings the total to just over 17,900, the fourth highest tally in the world. But in a sign the lockdown is working, the public health authority head said the number of people hospitalized has declined for a second day. And the total number of people in the ICU fell for the eighth day in a row. President Donald Trump plans to announce new guidelines to reopen the U.S. economy after a month-long shutdown over the coronavirus outbreak. This despite concerns from health experts, governors, and business leaders about a resurgence in cases without more testing and protocols in place. Libyans rushed to stock up on food for the holy Muslim month of Ramadan on Thursday. This as a curfew is set to begin in Tripoli and other Western areas in order to curb the spread of the virus. The country has confirmed 48 cases of the infection and one death. The internationally recognized Government of National Accord imposed a 24-hour curfew from Friday to try to ease the pressure on the healthcare system in the areas it controls, which includes Tripoli. Only bread and food purchases are allowed in the morning. Ramadan will start on around April 24th. Some in Kenya are facing charges related to the coronavirus. A Catholic priest was charged in a Kenyan court on Thursday with spreading the virus, the second person to face such charges in Kenya. Richard Onyango Oduwar was charged with having negligently spread an infectious disease. This after authorities said he failed to adhere to coronavirus quarantine rules following a visit to Italy. Kenya, which has 234 confirmed cases of the virus and 11 deaths, has banned all public gatherings, limited the number of mourners at funerals, imposed a daily curfew, and restricted movement in and out of four regions most affected. The Bangladesh Coast Guard says at least two dozen ethnic Rohingya died aboard a ship that was rescued on Wednesday with nearly 400 starving people aboard after drifting for weeks. And global stocks are mixed on Thursday. This amid investor concern over a U.S. unemployment report and a series of other recent economic reports projecting a worldwide economic slowdown. In the United States, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.5% shortly after the markets opened, after the Labor Department reported another 5.2 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. VOA News.